Okay, go.
Sunday, 10/5/25. It's the teaching on first fruits. I may teach this as my last part of the doctrines of the faith because I said, Lord, I didn't include first fruits. And you know what? People think, you know, I don't know what they think about it. Most people don't even know what first fruit is. But from what I've seen in the scripture, it began in the beginning, and it follows a thread all through the Old and New Testament. And it is a practice that God expected to be done, and this is a reason a lot of people sow, but it's like they're putting it in a bag with holes in it. Okay. We're going to read these scriptures, and then I'm going to get into the word the Lord gave me about it. 1 Timothy 6:10. It's like I could hear this. When I started doing this, I heard Cain out in the field saying, oh, there's a potato left over there. Let's get that. Oh, there's something else over there. Get that. This is what we're going to take to the Lord. That's what he presented before the Lord. The straggly mess that was left in the field that only the animals would probably eat. That's what Cain brought before the Lord. And we wonder why he didn't receive his offering. Okay. 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Many wonder why we sow and sow and sow and sow and sow and sow and sow, but they never seem to get ahead. They never seem to do better. Is there something missing? I think so. Genesis 4. I just went through the Strong's and wrote down all the scriptures on first fruit. Start with verse 1 there. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings. You see firstlings all through the Old and New Testament. I didn't do a study on that, but to me it's like first fruit, firstling. Of his flock. And the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. I've tried that tithe, and it don't work. Well, it's because it's never meant to be just tithe. Never was meant to be just tithe. Okay, Exodus 23. We know he slew his brother over it. He's jealous. God received the firstling, the first fruit, the firstling's offering. And not just something he scrummaged up was left after he sold all his crop for money. 23:16. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors which thou hast sown in the field. Not what's left, first fruit. First, the best of the best of the best. And the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. Okay, this look at 19 now. Wait a minute. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk. This went blank. Read that again. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord thy God. This is before the law. Abel, firstlings, before the law. Exodus 34. Oh, but that was under the law. No. It was in it, but it was not. It was there before the law. Exodus 34:22. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks of the first fruits of wheat harvest and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Verse 26 there. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. You know, it talks about the storehouse in Malachi. Leviticus chapter 2, 12. And for the oblation of the first fruits, ye shall offer them unto the Lord. But they will not be burnt on the altar for a sweet savor. Okay, that was Leviticus 2, all right, 14 there. And if thou offer a meat offering of thy first fruits unto the Lord, thou shalt offer for the meat offering of thy first fruits green ears of corn dried by the fire, even corn beaten out of full ears. This was a common thing. This is what they did. I remember somebody telling me, my predecessor that passed away a few years ago, an apostle, he was teaching on first fruits in his congregation. He lost a lot of people over it. He lost people over it. People didn't get it. They didn't get, well, what's first fruit? We tithe, isn't that good enough? Yeah. Okay, let's keep going here. 23, Leviticus 23:10. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give unto you and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. This is new place, new commerce. First harvest on new land, bring it to the Lord. That's what it's saying here. Verse 17. Ye shall bring out of your habitation two wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. So he's telling them, when you go into the land, don't forget the first fruit. A lot of people get by, but few ever excel. Well, I would say to you, the one that gets first fruits excels. Or as I'm reading all of this, this is what I pick up. It's like, when I read the word to you from the Lord, you'll understand. Okay, Numbers 18. Verse 12. And the best of the oil and the best of the oil. All the best of the oil and all the best of the wine and of the wheat, the first fruits of them which they shall offer unto the Lord, them have I given thee. See, the Lord made it all. He put the man in the garden. And he gave it all to him. But it's those that'll say, Lord, you get the best of it because of what you've done, your goodness to us. Can't lose with that kind of attitude. Most people, they'll do the tithe, but they ain't giving a cent more. Numbers 28:26. Also, in the day of the first fruits, when ye bring a new meat offering unto the Lord, after your weeks be out, ye shall have a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work. In other words, you're supposed to make a big deal out of it. This is Numbers 28:26. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 26.
Where next?
Deuteronomy 26. Start with verse 1. And it shall be, when thou art come in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and possesseth it, and dwelleth therein, that thou shalt take of the first of all the fruit of the earth which thou shalt bring of thy land, that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall put it in a basket, and shalt go up unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. And thou shalt go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God, that I come unto the country which the Lord sware unto our fathers for to give us. And the priest shall take the basket out of thine hand, and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, A Syrian ready to perish was my father. And he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few, and became there a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians evil entreated us, and afflicted us, and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice, and looked on our affliction, and our labor, and our oppression. Are you seeing what he's saying here? We've lived in the land of oppression ourselves. The government, the deep state, or whatever you want to call it, has robbed all of us. But those that honor God, God gave it back to them. Go read about it. Egypt. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs, and with wonders. And he hath brought us into this place. Is it because of their first fruit offerings, you reckon? God remembered the first fruit offerings that they gave? To me, it's a protection. And he hath brought us into this place, and hath given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the Lord, which thou, O Lord, hast given me, and thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God, and worship before the Lord thy God, and thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee and unto thine house, thou and the Levite and the stranger that is among you. Those that honor the Lord, he honors. Okay, Deuteronomy, okay, 2 Kings chapter 5. Well, I must have written it down wrong, because there is no 2 Kings 5:42. Let me look here. Might have just a typo. Let me look at 1 Kings. Okay. No, I don't know. Well, we'll skip that one. 2 Chronicles. You gonna try to find it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2 Kings 5 is what I had down. Oh, I'm sorry, it's 4. It's 2 Kings 4.
Yep, 442, yep.
Let me read it. 2 Kings 4:42. And there came a man from Baal Shalisha and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and full ears of corn in the husk thereof. And he said, give unto the people that they may eat. Okay. Now, 2 Chronicles. There's a certain one that gave first fruits to this ministry that I want you to send that to.
What now?
There's a certain person that gave first fruits into this ministry. I want you to send this teaching to,
okay,
to them.
2 Chronicles where?
31. Verse 5. And as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance of the first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and of all the increase of the field, and the tithe of all things brought they in abundantly. They didn't just bring first fruits, they brought tithe too. That's separate. Now we see a few scriptures going forward that say that about the tithe also. Okay, Nehemiah chapter 10. Starting with 35. And to bring the first fruits of our ground, and the first fruits of all fruit of all trees year by year unto the house of the Lord. Also the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle, as is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds and of our flocks to bring to the house of our God and to the priests that minister in the house of our God. Now we should bring the first fruits of our dough and our offerings and the fruit of all manner of trees, of wine and of oil unto the priest, to the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground unto the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithes in all the cities of our tillage. And the priest, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Levites, when the Levites take tithes, and the Levites shall bring up the tithe of the tithes unto the house of our God, to the chambers, and to the treasure house. So we're seeing again, first fruits and tithe. Two separate. Okay, Nehemiah 12, verse 44. And at that time were some appointed over the chambers for the treasures, for the offerings, for the firstfruits, and for the tithes, to gather into them out of the fields of the cities the portions of the law, for the priest and the Levites. For Judah rejoiced for the priest and for the Levites that waited. Okay. Nehemiah 13:31. And for the wood offering at times appointed, and for the first fruits, remember me, O my God, for good. Sounded like to me it was really important that they do the first fruit if they wanted to prosper. Okay, Proverbs. This is Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to look at verse 9 and 10 there. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst forth with new wine. So it sounds like to me that first fruits offering is the one that fills the barns. Jeremiah 2. This is 2 verse 3. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Okay, let's keep going here. Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 20. Starting with verse 40 there. For in mine holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, saith the Lord, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offerings and the first fruits of your oblations, and with all your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet savor, when I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered, and I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. Ezekiel 44. They shall eat the meat offering and the sin offering and the trespass offering, and every dedicated thing in Israel shall be theirs. And the first of all the first fruits of all things, and every oblation of all of every sort of your oblations shall be the priests. Ye shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing to test in thine, or to rest in thine house. Let's keep going here. Ezekiel 48. Not too many more. 48:8, starting in 8. And by the border of Judah, from the east side unto the west side, shall be the offering which ye shall offer of 25,000 reeds in breadth and in length, as one of the other parts, from the east side unto the west side, and the sanctuary shall be in the midst of it. The oblation that ye shall offer unto the Lord shall be of 25,000 in length and of 10,000 in breadth, and for them even the for the priest shall be this holy oblation toward the north, 25,000 in length, and toward the west, 10,000 in breadth, and toward the east, 10,000 in breadth, toward the south, 25,000 in length, and the sanctuary of the Lord shall be in the midst thereof. It shall be for the priests that are sanctified of the sons of Zadok, which have kept my charge, which went not astray when the children of Israel went astray, as the Levites went astray. And this oblation of the land that is offered shall be unto them a thing most holy by the border of the Levites. And over against the border of the priests of the Levites shall have 25,000 in length and 20,000 in breadth. All the length shall be 25,000 and the breadth 10,000. They shall not sell it, neither exchange, nor alienate the first fruits of the land, for it is holy unto the Lord. You don't give up. You don't give up what you've sown to the Lord. The Lord considers it holy. Okay, now we're going to get into the New Testament. Romans chapter 8. Verse 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Right here, this word in the New Testament means a beginning of sacrifice, like Jewish first fruits. It's been carried over. It's now become spiritual, but it's coming from the old covenant all the way through into the new covenant. This is Romans 16:5. Now we present ourselves as a sacrifice. There is no more sacrifice, you know, of the things from the field and everything else. And I mean, there is, but now we are the living sacrifice before the Lord. Romans 16:5. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my beloved Epaphras, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Yeah, you supply with your substance, but now you do with your life. You give God your best. That's what I got out of this. Okay. Like I said here, first fruits, a beginning of sacrifice. Take up your cross daily and follow Him. It's in the order of the Jewish first fruits, is the context of it. 1 Corinthians 15, the best. We give God our best. 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Verse 23. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. 16:15. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruit of Achaia, that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. It's talking about service. See, it's not just our substance that he wants, it's our service. Okay, 16:15, James 1:18. He wants our best. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Okay, I have one more scripture or two. In Revelation 14. So you could say first fruits is from Genesis to Revelation. 14:4-5. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And to their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. This is a group of people that are the best of the best of the best. Their only life is to follow the Lamb wherever he goes. God took it out of the natural realm, which we still give the natural, but we also do the spiritual. Our life is a living sacrifice. Okay. I'm going to tell you here, here's what my thoughts here points. It means first. Some places you see firstlings. It did not come by the law. It has been here since the beginning. Also, it is separate from the tithe. We see poverty and lack all over the world. I believe that if we would go back to the first fruit practice, we would always have a full supply. Now, I'm going to look at Malachi 3. It does not mention the word first fruits, but I believe it indicates it. Malachi 3, starting with verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. What ye say, wherein have ye robbed thee in tithes and offerings? Well, the offerings would be first fruit. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. This nation has become a welfare state. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that ye shall not have room enough to receive it, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time of the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Something to think about. Offering here in the Strong's means a gift lifted up. In other words, a sacrifice. Like Jesus was the sacrificial lamb. He was the first fruit among many brethren. The lamb without blemish. Even though it does not say first fruits, God says he does not change. Many people tithe but see little increase from it. But first fruits is another story. Could this be where we as a church have missed it? Or one of the areas. I think I can safely say that most Christians know very little or nothing about first fruits. Here's what the Lord said to me. Most of this credit goes to Danny Love. You have built up a momentum. When you had little, you were faithful. And when you had much, you had been faithful. In the beginning, it was a trickle. But now it's going to be a flood. Nothing can stop what is coming. It won't be just finances, but expect it in every aspect of your life. Where there has been leanness, there will be fullness. Your children are rising up and calling you blessed. It is not just a metaphor, and in the coming days, you will see this with your own eyes. Gone are the days of Job. You also will have the very least double for your trouble. You will have to enlarge your tent, spiritually, mentally, and physically. I've told you that your best days are ahead of you and the worst ones are behind you. Rewards are coming. Get ready for it. All that has been shut up will now open. Your sowing has come up for memorial to me, and your harvest is even now bursting through like a dam bursting forth. No more trickles but a flood. It is going to come in on every wave. You have cast your bread upon the water, and now it is coming in on every wave. It cannot be stopped. This is what first fruit offerings will do. Them that honor me, I will honor. How sad it is to me that ones that hoard their wealth for it will be taken away like a sock with a hole in it. They do not get it like Cain. He was scrambling in the field for a potato or two to offer to me. Abel brought the best of the best. Because you have set this in motion, expect to see wholeness, fullness in every area of your life. Gone are the days and soon the memories of pain and hardness, suffering and lack. My blessings are going to overtake and run you down. That'll do it.